Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. Well, Easter morning is less than 18 hours away now, and we are concluding our month-long series on leading your children to Christ. And if you've missed any of those shows, we encourage you to go back to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. But Scott Phillips is back with us again, and Scott, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, Cap, as you said, all this month we've been giving listeners an idea of and some thoughts about how important it is to talk to our kids regarding their faith. We've talked about some big ideas our kids need to understand, some questions they may have, and how to walk them through the thought process when they are ready to make that decision for Christ. What we haven't discussed yet, however, might be the most important question we should answer for our kids.
Well, now that you have our attention, what is that question?
Well, at some point in our talks with our kids about faith and why they should choose to live for Jesus, we need to answer the question, where would I be today if Christ had not come into my life? For our kids. They need to hear and see the life change that Jesus brings into everyone's life, especially their parents' lives.
Well, I imagine that a few of our listeners just gulped a little bit. That's a pretty tough question for a lot of reasons.
Well, hey, there's no doubt about it. It's a tough question because answering it may mean revealing a bit more about ourselves to our kids than perhaps we'd like.
And Scott, it's also tough to answer because it forces us to really examine our relationship with Christ and to reflect on the changes that we have made and the ones that we still need to make. But Scott, why is this so important to answer for our kids then?
Well, think about any big decision that we've made in our lives when we were younger, such as what job to take or what house to buy. We sought out the experience of someone who had faced similar decisions like our parents and found out what they decided and whether or not it was a positive decision and things like that. It's a common and, frankly, responsible thing to do, and in fact, we'll chastise someone if they make a big decision without talking to others who have been through something similar.
And Scott, that's a great point. We parents are quick to offer our experiences to our kids in so many other areas of life, yet we don't really talk about the effects that the biggest decision in our life has made on us.
When you think about it, it just doesn't make sense. How can we expect our kids to want God to work in their lives if we never show them or tell them about how He's worked in our lives?
So what challenge can we give then as parents about this important question today?
Well, I would suggest setting some time aside tomorrow, perhaps before the big ham dinner or the egg hunt, to tell our kids about how we came to believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior and why doing so was the best decision we've ever made. We can share some stories of God's protection, His forgiveness, His mercy, you know, really just talk about what the empty tomb means to us.
And perhaps families could even make that a part of their Easter dinner table talk. You know, what would be really meaningful would be for grandparents to also participate in the storytelling, showing kids how God has blessed their family through the generations.
Sure. Like most holidays, Easter is full of traditions. Some are silly, some are more reflective, but I can't imagine a tradition being more meaningful than for parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles of any family sharing what the cross has meant to them.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for being with us these past 4 weeks and sharing some really great thoughts on what it means for parents to be the spiritual leaders of their children.
Well, thanks, Cap. We have one more week left in April, so next week we're going to switch gears a bit and talk about how to help our kids get a handle on their temper.
Well, we certainly will finish then with a flourish. Remember, you can always get caught up on our series or listen to this show again on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. We also want to take a brief moment to mention our upcoming Fan the Flame date night on May the 12th at the Eden Resort. There's information out on our website. Feel free to check that out. So from everyone here at House on the Rock Family Ministries, we want to wish you and your family a very happy Easter. And let's keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.